Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, technically you're getting 2 days in history today because we're running two episodes from the History Vault. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back to This Day in History class, where we reveal a new piece of history every day. The day was May 24th, 1956. The first ever Eurovision Song Contest took place in Lugano, Switzerland. The contest was a talent competition, but it was also a bid to bring together the countries in the European Broadcasting Union, an alliance of public service media, through technology. In the wake of World War II, Europe had a lot of rebuilding to do. In February of 1950, the European Broadcasting Union, or EBU, was created. But it was difficult to organize international TV program exchanges. TV networks used different picture standards, and there were legal and financial concerns. But plans for an international newscast and television program exchange were brewing. In 1952, the first official program exchange both ways between London and Paris was made successfully. English journalist George Campy coined the term Eurovision. In a 1951 article, Campy said the following: Eurovision is a system of cooperation for the exchange of television programs between the countries of Western Europe, including Britain. And in 1954, EBU members organized a summer of European television exchanges known as the Lille Experiment, where links were established between eight countries via terrestrial transmitters. The television network Eurovision was born. After the television exchange proved successful, it was decided that there should be an annual event to promote television. So, in January of 1955, the EBU Program Committee meeting in Monte Carlo approved a European Song Contest and a Eurovision Cup for amateur variety artists called the Top Town Program. The latter idea did not gain any traction, but the song contest had support. On October 19, 1955, an EBU General Assembly meeting in the Corsini Palace in Rome approved the creation of a Grand Prix of European Song. The contest, inspired by the Italian Sanremo Music Festival, would be held in Lugano in spring of 1956. The director of the EBU Administrative Office created the rules for the contest, and the planning subgroup introduced amendments. The performance could not be any longer than 3.5 minutes, and the backing orchestra would be made up of 24 musicians. Rehearsals for the contest began on May 21, 1956, at the Teatro Corsal. Flowers were placed throughout the theater to add a little more interest to the visuals of the broadcast. In the beginning, the contest was known as the Eurovision Grand Prix. The first Eurovision Grand Prix was broadcast live on May 24, 1956, to 10 countries. The contestants were singers from 7 different countries: the Netherlands, Switzerland, Belgium, Germany, France, Luxembourg, and Italy. Austria, Denmark, and the United Kingdom were participants initially, but they were disqualified from entering the contest when they registered after the deadline. Each of the contestants performed 2 songs. A jury made of 2 delegates from each competing country awarded each song between 1 and 10 points. Swiss singer Lise Asia won the first Eurovision Song Contest with a song called Refrain. She did not get a physical award, as medals weren't introduced in the contest until later. During her encore, Lise Asia forgot some of the words to her song and improvised. The next year, the Eurovision Grand Prix was hosted in West Germany, and the rules were changed to 1 song per participant. Over the next several decades, the contest was staged in different countries, the voting system changed, and more rules changed for contestants. Notable winners of the Eurovision Song Contest include ABBA and Celine Dion. In 2018, winner of the inaugural Eurovision Song Contest, Lise Asia, died at age 94. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you here in the same place tomorrow.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, We have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History Class, a podcast for people who could never know enough about history. The day was May 24th, 1940. Mexican artist David Alfaro Siqueiros and Stalinist agent Iosif Grigulovich, along with a crew of hitmen, attempted to assassinate Leon Trotsky. Trotsky was a Soviet revolutionary and Marxist theorist who was a leading figure in the Bolshevik movement under Vladimir Lenin. After Lenin died in 1924 and Joseph Stalin rose to power in the Communist Party and Soviet Union, Trotsky emerged as one of Stalin's main critics and opponents. Trotsky was against the increasingly bureaucratic Soviet state and called for more democracy in the Communist Party. He thought that the Stalinist policy of socialism in one country would hinder efforts for world revolution. In 1925, Trotsky was removed from his post in the War Commissariat. The next year, he was dropped from the Politburo. And in 1927, he and his supporters were expelled from the Communist Party. In January of 1928, Trotsky was exiled to Alma-Ata in Soviet Central Asia. He lived there for a year before he, his wife, and their son were expelled from the Soviet Union and sent to Turkey. But he continued to write and criticize Stalin, as well as people who had opposed Stalin but had settled for the regime. Trotsky settled on the Turkish island of Prinkipo, where he stayed for 4 years. He completed his autobiography and his 3-volume History of the Russian Revolution. Some of his supporters volunteered to serve as his bodyguards, but in 1933, Trotsky and his family were offered asylum in France. Soon enough, he was no longer welcome in France either, and he moved to Norway, then Mexico, where he had been granted asylum. The Trotskys settled in the Coyoacan area of Mexico City at the Blue House, the home of painters Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, and he continued to write, completing The Revolution Betrayed in 1936. But in a series of trials in the late 1930s, many so-called old Bolsheviks were found guilty of treason and imprisoned or executed. Many of the defendants confessed to having plotted with Trotsky to kill Stalin and other Soviet leaders. Trotsky was found guilty of treason in absentia and sentenced to death. On May 24, 1940, Stalinist agent Iosif Grigulovich, Mexican painter David Alfaro Siqueiros, and others armed with machine guns attempted to kill Trotsky. The assassins hit his house with more than 200 bullets, but Trotsky and his wife survived. But another assassination plot was already in the works. A Trotskyite named Sylvia Agaloff met a man named Jacques Mornard, who was supposedly the son of a Belgian diplomat. But his real name was Ramon Mercader, and he was a Spanish communist whose mother was a Stalinist. She tasked her son with killing Trotsky. When Sylvia moved to Mexico City to work for the Trotskys, Ramon went with her. On August 20th, 1940, Ramon visited Trotsky and murdered him with an ice axe. Trotsky died the next day in the hospital. Mercader was tried and convicted of the murder and spent 20 years in prison. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.